I want you to listen closely to this message of this hour. I want to talk about the rapture. If you are not a Christian that is listening to me, you may have to first be born again and let Jesus fill your heart. And if you are a Christian that is listening, this message is to really help you. In all our previous broadcasts, we have preached on salvation, how to be saved from sin. And if you that is listening have been following our broadcast all along, then this message is to make you to know how you should move closer to Jesus. And it's also to make you to know why you need to move closer to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I want to talk about the deep realm of God.
You
that is the member, the people of the world, you may have heard this. We have heard stories of men of legend in the old days. In my own society, in my own hometown, in my town, we hear stories of men of legend. And what they mean by men of legend are those who they said they disappear without seeing death. Well, human beings always tell us this, whether they are true or not, we don't know. They always tell stories of occultic people that disappear without seeing death because of how deeper in the devil they have gone. There are stories of people like that in the olden days. But one thing is sure. Those people, if they disappear like people said, they must have gone so deep in their occultic powers. But I want to bring this to you, to your understanding. That same type of disappearing without seeing death is what God has promised for the Christians at this end of the world.
You
see, God promised in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4. From verse 15 to 17, Apostle Paul was telling the Thessalonians, he was saying that for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What is Apostle Paul saying in this verse? He was saying that we are going to disappear without seeing death. By the time Jesus Christ is to come back to this world, we that are Christians, that are believers, that are expecting the Lord, we are going to be caught up to meet Jesus Christ in the air.
That
means we are going to disappear. Like those men of legend that you have heard stories of. But I want to tell you this. This message is for the believers. I said those men of legend, they didn't just disappear like that. They must have gone so deep in their occultic powers. In the same manner, we believers that are going to disappear, we also must have been so close to Jesus.
We
that are going to disappear like that, we must have climbed so high to the Lord, more closer to Him. So it's not just the every Jake and Harry that claim to be Christians. There will be a select group of believers. That Jesus Christ is going to glorify like this. In the story that we hear about men of legend, they always say a wild wind took them
away.
It is a spirit that is in the wild wind that took them away. If they are following the devil, it will be an evil spirit that will take them away. But we know that if they are following God, those that are following God, like the prophet Elijah. We read also about Elijah that God sent a chariot of fire to take him out of this planet. You can go read this yourself in the 2 Kings. Chapter 1 and 2. I said, Jesus Christ has all the power. And he has promised that he's going to take believers away from this planet also without seeing
this.
All believers that are born again Christians, they know about this thing called the rapture. But what I'm trying to point to you is that this is not just an automatic thing that will occur. It takes a deeper walk with God, a deeper realm of God for you to get into that level. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that is why Jesus Christ was challenging us in this end of time. Because a lot of believers thought they have had everything they needed. And Jesus, this is the word of the Lord to you believers. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, this message from the Lord Jesus is directly to these end time believers. This message that was sent to the church of
Laodicea.
In verse 17,
Où vient Evania Kesugebani?
This is Jesus talking to the church of Laodicea.
Jesus Christ ke agwe Laodicea gwa.
Which in which means you that is listening to me.
Buena no dalehime ogweno.
He's saying to you, he said, because you say you are rich.
Uda wetai we wa ne fe.
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
Revelation ha vient Evania Kesuge.
So because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing.
Oda wetai we me wa fe igwale mi obe ye ye.
And know not that thou art wretched.
Owe maere, owe ye on an yosok mongo egbe.
And miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Owe ye gwe, udege wa omanorwa wekin.
You understand what Jesus is telling you, listener?
Where Jesus Christ, you know, Cambania.
He's saying you are claiming to have got all you needed, but you have not got it all. Listening to me, if you are already born again believer, that is just the beginning. You may say, well, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. That is not all yet. That is just the beginning. You have to keep walking with the Holy Ghost so that you can get to this level that I'm talking about. And that is the counsel Jesus is giving to you.
In Revelation chapter 3, verse 18.
Jesus is saying, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire.
Jesus Christ ke atawe ime kamuwe nuwe de ego na leren nime
that thou may be rich.
Where I of faith
and white raiment that thou may be clothed.
Where I am of
and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear.
If we be where I am of here.
And anoint thy eye with eye salve that you may see.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
What am I trying to point out?
I'm
saying to disappear in the rapture takes a greater dimension of faith.
And only those that have come
to that dimension of faith are going to disappear. Just as you know that those men of legion don't just disappear until they have gone so deep with the devil.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And I want to point to some other Bible verses to you now. That will make you to see what Jesus Christ is doing at this end of the world. So how is the Lord going to bring believers to that level of faith? How is the Lord going to bring you and me to that level of faith and anointing? He has prophesied this in the Bible. And God started this by what we see in Revelation chapter 10. In Revelation chapter 10, the prophecy of John was revealed here. Where he said, and he saw a mighty angel came down. And in verse 1 to 4, let me read it to you. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it was the sun. And his feet as pillars of fire. Let me read verse 3 to you.
When tie ofia e ha manwe ba.
This angel cry with a loud voice.
As
when the lion roared,
and
when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Ogi soni vanukuna na sunu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And if you read further in verse 4,
what those
seven thunders spoke. It was told John not to write them down. The mystery of what I'm telling you about is contained in some of those things the thunders spoke. A lot of people have asked me this question, that is this all that we are going to just be waiting for Christ? Somebody came to my house one time. He said he was a Christian. And he started asking me. He said, brother. He said, where are all these things that we read in the Bible about power? Is this all the Christianity? I told him that there's still more.
You have not
got it all yet.
And
that's what I'm preaching to you, listener, too.
You have not got
it all yet. A lot of people thought we've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's all we needed to just be waiting for Jesus.
There
is still an opening of a door unto you. And I'm going to preach about this spiritual door in a moment. If I cannot complete this sermon in this particular broadcast, I will continue in the next broadcast.
Because
if you look around yourself, you will wonder, is this all that Christianity has to offer? Even some juju men have been able to confront so-called believers, and the believers can't do anything against them.
My son, why run against you?
But the power that Jesus Christ has brought to us is much bigger than that. A lot of people run into the occultic groups because they thought there's no power in Christianity. But I want you to know that there's greater power in Jesus than anywhere else. Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me.
Jesus Christ said,
and at this end of the age, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to manifest the greatest power. But whom is he going to use?
He's
calling you onto this message that I'm preaching to you now. This is the message of the harvest. This is the message of bringing people into the barn of Jesus. The Lord himself said, many are called, but few are chosen. Listen to that word.
He
said, many are called, but few are chosen. When you come to Jesus because you are called,
when I be Jesus Christ, when
you are born again, it's because you are called.
Now,
after we have all been called into Christianity,
Right, Imahia, you were Odeya Yine.
Now there is selection to be made by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
Yeah, to be a dua, no.
It is this selection that I'm talking about. And God is going to select out of this selected group. I'm saying after he has selected all of some of the people, he's still going to select some inner circle. And this inner circle will be like the military. And this will be like the army of Michael. And this is what God is doing at this end of the world. And when God is calling this inner circle, it will be like, you will say, like an occultic group or what? But it's not a cultic group, it's just like inner circle to Jesus. There will be a company of prophets. You see, if you look around you just look around all the churches that say they are gospel churches. You will see many of the ministers, they never say they are prophets, they say they are either evangelists or pastors. But God is calling people into the higher order now. He's calling people into the higher level of past of the prophets and apostles. Among the believers in Christ. And God is calling you right now that's listening to me. He wants you to come and begin to eat of his bread. And of his strong meat. So that you can grow into the level that he is talking about. And this is the level of the sons of God. This is called the Elijah Company of Saints. And I'm going to talk about it in a little bit more. And this is the group that are going to throw down the devil from the heavens. In Revelation chapter 12.
In
verse 11, this is the group that are going to conquer the devil, I said. The Bible said they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
But I said, how is God going to be calling these people into a higher level? How will God call these people into this inner circle that you are talking about? God normally raises up prophets to do the work of prophets. And that is why you see in Revelation chapter 10, when he said a mighty angel came down and said, time no longer. That is saying that God is going to raise up a prophet that will be calling time. In Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, God said, in the days of the voice of this seventh angel, he said, the mystery of God should be finished.
abe mi ya no nya rie le be no wan owori do mo fo also to.
This is the mystery that I begin to reveal to you in a little bit nutshell right now.
It was when me you no gwa kana,
and that is the mystery that God is going to call another inner circle out of the believers.
Uswanona enonya ma oha no oviri ase uwe buzere nekere.
Those whom God are going to, whom God is going to deck with power. And when God decked them with this power, they are going to be able to disappear without seeing death. And this is what he is calling you also on to, if you want to come on in.
I said,
how is God going to be doing this? How is he doing? How is he doing this already?
Do you know how you are aware of you aware?
And that is what I'm going to begin to talk about in a moment. But God is calling you. Do you want to be in this company of saints?
Do you
want to be among this Elijah group?
Do you
want to grow up to that level whereby you can be like the men of legion that disappear without death?
Do
you want to come to the level of the prophets like Elijah disappear in the chariot of fire?
That is the
calling God is calling you unto.
And
Jesus Christ said, all power belong unto me.
All
power in heaven and on earth belong to Jesus.
Since
Jesus is the creator of all power,
I said there's
no power that the devil was using for men of legion that Jesus Christ cannot use.
And
Christ has promised for this end of the world to bring some people onto that level.
But
it's not going to be easy for anybody that thinks it's just by automatic.
You must
build up yourself in the most holy faith.
You
must begin to pray and fast.
You
must let your righteousness shine forth.
And
there's a warfare that is going on that God wants you to come and be an army.
You look
at the army of the world.
When
a company of army wanted to torpedo a government,
there's
always an inner circle among those companies that are called into the secret plan. God is going to torpedo the kingdom of Satan on this planet.
And
God is calling some of the Christians into this inner circle of his plan.
And this
is part of the calling that I'm making you to hear right now. Do you want to come in? It's time for you to come closer to Jesus.
And in the next
broadcast, I'm going to talk about the opening of the door to you, for you to
come in. But
let me pray for you right now.
Jesus,
I pray for those that are
listening.
Give them understanding.
Let
their heart be burning for more of God right now.
Let them
be hotter and hotter for Jesus now.
Let them
be no more lukewarm.
In the name of Jesus.
I want you to
write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster gospeldistribution.org, webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.